Jeremiah chapter 49. To the sons of Ammon, this is what the Lord says. Does Israel not have sons? Does it not have an heir? Why has their king dispossessed Gad, so that his people live in his cities? Behold, that is why the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will cause a battle cry to be heard in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and it will become a desolate heap of ruins. And its satellite villages will be burned with fire, and Israel will inherit those who dispossessed it, says the Lord. Howl, Heshbon, for Ai has been sacked. Cry out, you satellite villages of Rabbah. Bind on sackcloth, mourn, run to and fro in the fenced places, for their king will go into exile together with his priests and his officials. Why do you boast of the valleys, O flowing valley of yours, O rebellious daughter, who trust in your treasures, thinking, who can come against me? I am about to bring fear on you, says the Lord of hosts, of all of those around you. And you will be driven out, each at his advance, and there will be no one gathering up him who flees. But afterwards I will reverse the captivity of the sons of Ammon, says the Lord. To Edom, this is what the Lord of hosts says. Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel deserted those who should have understanding? Has their wisdom been spilt? Flee, turn. Make where you live deep down, you inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the downfall of Esau on it when I visit it. If those who pick grapes come to you, they will not leave anything to glean. If thieves come in the night, they will plunder as much as they want. For I have laid Esau bare. I have revealed his secret places, and he cannot hide. His seed has been despoiled, as have his brothers and his neighbours, and he is not to be found. Leave your orphans. I will sustain them, and your widows will trust in me. For this is what the Lord says. Behold, those whose judgment was not to drink the cup have certainly drunk it. So will you be the one who is completely absolved? You will not be absolved, but you will certainly drink it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah will be a desolation, an object of reproach, a desert and an object of cursing, and all its cities will become age-abiding desert places. I have heard a report from the Lord, and an envoy sent among the nations, saying, Assemble and come against it, and rise up for war. For look, I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. Your monstrous idol has deceived you by the presumption of your heart, you who dwell in the fissures of the rock, you who hold the summit of the hill. Even if you make your nest as high as an eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. And Edom will become a desolation. Everyone who passes through it will be astonished and will jeer at all its wrecked places, as at the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbours, says the Lord. Not a man will dwell there, and not a son of Adam will reside in it. Behold, he will come up like a lion from the splendour of the Jordan to the residence of the Strong One, for I will act all of a sudden and make it run from the place. And who is chosen so that I may appoint him over it? For who is like me, and who can arraign me? And who is this shepherd who will stand before me? So hear the counsel of the Lord, with which he gave counsel concerning Edom, and his purposes which he has conceived regarding the inhabitants of Teman. Men will certainly drag away the young of the sheep. He will certainly devastate their dwelling places to their cost. At the sound of their fall, the earth will shake. As for the outcry, the sound of it will be heard at the Red Sea. Look, he will rise like an eagle, and swoop and spread his wings over Bozrah, and the hearts of the warriors of Edom on that day will be like the heart of a woman in labour pains. To Damascus, Hamath has been put to shame, as has Arpad, for they have heard a calamitous report. They are melting away. In the sea there is anxiety. It cannot be at rest. Damascus has become feeble. It has taken to flight, and trembling has seized it. Distress and pains have seized it, as a woman in childbirth. How the praised city is unrestored, my joyful town! That is why its young men will fall in its streets, and all the warriors will be cut down on that day, says the Lord of hosts. And I will light a fire at the wall of Damascus, and it will consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. To Kedar and to the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, attacked. This is what the Lord says. Arise, go up to Kedar, and plunder the easterners. Let them take their tents and their sheep. Let them transport their curtains and all their equipment and their camels, so that they shout to them, there is terror all around. Flee, take flight urgently. Live in a deep place, you inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord, for Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has decided on a course of action against you, and he has devised a stratagem opposing you. Arise, go up to a nation at ease, and dwelling in confidence, says the Lord, without doors and not having a bolt. They each dwell in a solitary way, and their camels will be a spoil, and the large quantity of their cattle will be plunder, and I will scatter them to every wind, those who have had their sidelocks cut, and I will bring about their downfall from every side of it, says the Lord. And Hazor will become a den of jackals, an age-abiding desolation. No man will live there, and no son of Adam will reside in it. The word of the Lord, which came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, at the start of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which said, this is what the Lord of hosts says. I am about to break Elam's bow, the principal source of their strength, and I will bring the four winds from the four ends of the skies on Elam, and I will scatter them by all these winds, and there will be no nation where those driven out of Elam do not go. And I will terrify Elam when they face their enemies, and when they face those who seek their life, and I will bring trouble on them, the fury of my wrath, says the Lord. And I will send the sword after them until I have finished them off. And I will place my throne in Elam, and I will eradicate the king and officials from there, says the Lord. But it will come to pass in the latter days that I will reverse the captivity of Elam, says the Lord.